I'm going to work one of these old things.
Yeah. It's kind of boggles the mind how I'm younger than you and I know how to use that.
When the
yeah, I got it. Sorry,
just hit the button. Sorry, bro. Very sorry. Okay, Seamus, that's the subject tonight. Seamus.
We have a time, Seamus, every year.
Somebody made that joke to me last night. I don't remember who it was, though. Whoever it was, I told him that I was going to quote the joke down it if I forgot, you should remind me. It wasn't you, but Shkaya Hanai. Like, yeah, that's appropriate. You know. But anyway, Seamus is an old story and an old shayla. Didn't start now. But on the other hand, Seamus is a new story also. Because you're much more Seamus than we ever used to have. Now that printing has become such a simple, easy, and cheap thing to do, there's so much out there, there's so many contrarism, and ask anyone who has to handle what's going on in the shul, of course. And of course, every moisset puts out their contrarism. Of course, there are also newspapers with the Torah, there are sheets and stencils and copies of our Zeitung. It's become something which, you know, I hesitate to use the term, but it's become something of a problem as well, what to do with it. The truth of the matter is, I just want to briefly get into this, the Chazon Ish, in his Igros, Kovetz Igros Chazon Ish, in Kuf Pei Gimel, he says, somebody asked him a shayla, he says, Loi emona mi lahoyer, I won't stop myself from commenting to this rabbi who wrote to him that your ha'oris don't belong in a newspaper. And don't belong in a newspaper. Because it belongs in a separate concert, he says, instead of becoming, he says, the wrapping paper for butter. In other words, it doesn't belong in a newspaper. This is his order. He says, Bizarre, I'll tell you to put Torah into a newspaper. Rabbi Wolkin, the Rav of Kalina, actually, his name is Kana, he wrote a statement, Kana Haran, he says that it's a Bizarre, I'll tell you to put Torah in a newspaper. Lamai cigarette, we all know. Newspapers do have divrei Torah in them, and so therefore we have to deal not with what should have or could have or would have been, but what is lamaisa. Lamaisa, we do have divrei Torah in newspapers, which brings us to the question, what do we do with it? Another point, which is rather quite well known, is that Ramesha, Rechayin Levracha, was unhappy with the passing of Oid Yishama, Be'or Yehuda, Be'chutis Yerushalayim, being inside of an invitation, it bothered him, and he personally was makpid in his invitations not to put that pasuk there because he said invitation is in the garbage. So again, that question is not should you print that pasuk in the invitation, but all of us Baruch Hashem get invitations, and whether you have that pasuk or any other pasuk, if it says Oy Yeshu the Kenan the Kenan the Chavis Yerushalayim, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever the pasuk is that's in there. The question is, what about an invitation? Does an invitation? I don't think it is. And now you're starting to just get a little bit of an idea how things begin to pile up and how much you can have an issue with what are you going to do? Interesting. I don't know what it's over here, but I don't even know if it's still so, but I noticed for many years on the stationery of Hatzolah, at least in New York, the stationery there said, now that's not only a nice saying for a piece of stationery, it's actually a Mishnah Sanhedrin, and therefore does every letter that comes out of Atzola need to go in Seamus? This is a serious question, right? And if we're not conscious of it and paying attention, so we're creating questions, we all think they have answers though also, right? What about signs? There's signs all the time that have Sukkim on them. Does every sign need to go into Seamus? It just becomes endless. But this is the Matthias. This is actually out there. One very interesting question, which I believe is on the list over there, is something that doesn't apply to everyone in this room, but it has applied at various stages to many people, which is what I grew up with being called the blackboard and what now is the whiteboard. But whatever it is, when a teacher, a Rebbe, writes on a board, That's the right Divrei Torah here. I had one particular Rabbi in the 7th grade who used to, every single sugi we learned was all on the blackboard and we copied it all out. We never thought twice. It was all erased immediately. What happened to, not immediately, we stayed there all week. The end of the week, it cleared off the blackboard. And the next class went, unless the English teacher showed up in the afternoon to buy to whatever the Rebbe wrote in the morning, and he put some his thing. Is that a problem? Is that an issue? That's an interesting question. One of the things that we find in almost any Seamus bag, tzitzis. The tzitzis belong in Seamus? Yes or no? These are important questions. Again, if in the old days there wasn't that much anyway, so if in a year you accumulated a shopping bag full of Seamus, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. So it didn't bother people so much, maybe. But today, you could do that once a week or a month, right? You can fill up a bag like that. The question becomes, does all this belong in Seamus? Yes or no? So as usual, I want to begin by going back first to the plain basic Makar. Where does it come from? So that we can start working from there. What is this Inyan? Where does it come from? The idea of the need to care for things that have in them, Vonsh V'Kdusha or Seamus or Gniza or whatever it is. So actually, it's Pasuk and Pasuk. It's a Psukim. Dvarim, Abe Ta'abdun, as Kol HaMekoymes, Asher Ovdu Shom HaGoyim Es Eloheihem, you should destroy from all the places where the nations serve their idols there, all of whatever it is, the Avodah Zarah that were there, and it ends off with these words, V'ibadetem Es Shemom Min HaMokim Ahu. You should make their name go lost from the place. And the hemshech of that, the next few words, are, Lo yisasun kein l'Hashem l'kecha. You should never do that to Hashem your God. In other words, if we read this straight as in a continuation, a literal continuation, so it's then, make their name go lost from the place. But never do that to Hashem. So this is where we learn the idea of making sure, this is Rashi brings it on the spot, brings this to free. Minayin lemoichik ois achas min Hashem. Shul beloisasa. To erase even one letter of the Shem Shamayim that you're over a lav. Shenema loisasun kein l'Hashem alikech. This is the lav. See the lav here? Do not do that to Hashem. So if you erase any part of Shem Shamayim, this is the original makor of the inyan of Shemus, or the inyan of having to take special care of Shemus Shamayim. Now, it's a Gemara. The Gemara speaks, Shavuos Aflamates. The Gemara says that as somebody was about to make a Shavuos, or wanted to make a Shavuos, intended to make a Shavuos, or was being offered the option of making a Shavuos, they would tell him, Have you idea? Shekolo ilum nizdazeya. Bishol sha'omar kadosh baruch hu, loisiso es shem Hashem alikecha lashov. Right, so while it was being said, do not take Hashem's name in vain, the world rocked. The world trembled. In other words, Shem Shomayim is something that we need to have a lot of derechas for. So tonight, even though obviously, like I said, we're going to deal with the issues and see how can we work with it, but at the same time, before we do that, I want to make sure that we're understanding that this is a serious thing. It's not just some hider, chumra, or minik that we have. It's serious. And therefore, whatever we study tonight is going to have to study clearly, is it ois gehalten, is it not ois gehalten? So I want to start by just a little bit touching on packet of chomer or inyan of Shem Shomayim, whether it's packet and leisas and Shem Kein Hashem Lekech, whether it's in leisiso a Shem Hashem Lekech Hashem, having their heads for Shem Shomayim. Interesting story. Kloizenberg Rose Chayim Nezrocha once wasn't well on a Shabbos. And he couldn't be in shul for davening, but he didn't want to miss Kriyas HaTayim. So he asked the child outside the shul, he can't even know exactly where they were holding, he had a very limited amount of strength, and he wanted to use it just for the, you know, the beat of Kriyas HaTayim. He asked the kid outside of the shul, where are they holding? So he said, Kei Lodin, but instead of saying Kei Lodin, he said Hashem's name. This was, it wasn't a Kloizim Megarov, it was a Tamzerov that it happened. Tamzerov, Kloizim Megarov's Elter Zed. He said, Kei Lodin, but he said it would change Shemayim. And the founder of promptly fainted. Because he had just caused the kid to say Shem Shemayim for nothing, he fainted. Not most of us are not a bad target, but you see what an Elohi Yid approach was on all to Shem Shemayim being taken in vain sometimes. More in Makkos brings the issue of being Boichik is Hashem Ba'alichotai, the one in Sanhedrin, Sester Sefer, and it's an issue the Iraiso to be Moichik and Ois from Shem Hashem. The Rambam, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, that if somebody is Moichik and Ois from Hashem, he's Loikim and Atorah. Malkus the Iraiso on such a thing. So we're taking this quite seriously, and whatever we speak about tonight is not going to be because of some lack of respect for this halacha, but rather to see what can be done. So, let's go into now a little bit more in detail. How does this play out, and what are the halachas that apply to various forms of Shem Shemayim, and how they need to be dealt with and treated? So what happens to a Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah became fossil. Sefer Torah was burnt. And now is rendered unfit for any kind of use. Unusable. It is Aloha Kruda. This is in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. Tim Kuf Nun Dalad. Sefer Torah Shebola. A Sefer Torah that has become worn out. Menichin oisei bekli cheres. You put it into an earthenware vessel. The goinzin oisei bekever talmud chacham. And you bury it in the kever talmud chacham. So we have two halachas over here, which are said about Sefer Torah Shebola. Number one, it needs to put in a kli cheres, which would protect it while underground. And number two, it has to be buried dafka in the kever of the talmud chacham. So these are two tnoim that we have, which are ma'akiv. And this is the halacha, the original halacha of Geniza. This original term of Geniza refers to putting something into a kli cheres under the ground in the kever of a Talmud Chacham Daf. But this, however, is a halacha that's set up a Sefer Torah, and that is dealing particularly with Shemayim Shemayim. Yeah, you have Hashem's name. It's real, the whole thing. What about Geniza when something doesn't have a Shem Hashem? What's the makor to be master of Geniza on something that does not have a Shem Hashem on? So this we have over here, and this is something that we just learned recently in the Halacha Shibachor Davening. Makor is in the beginning of Kol Kisrei. This is the Gemara in Shabbos. Actually, it's referred to more in the context of the story of a fire. There's a fire on Shabbos, and one is very limited in what they can do when there's a fire raging, because the Chachamim did limit a person from getting involved in such a situation because of Shilas of Kibbutz on Shabbos, and therefore the more they keep one away from fire, the less is the concern that somebody may do something that was wrong to do. However, though we're limited, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzil Noisam in Adeleika. Kisvei HaKodesh, all of the Kisvei HaKodesh are saved from the Leika. Bein Shekirim Bohem, Bein Shein Kirim Bohem. Whether you read from them or you can't read from them. Va'afal pi shekesuvim b'chol lashayin, even if they were written in different languages, to unin geniza. So, number one, they're saved from a fire. Number two, they need geniza. And here we find that it's not only a sefer Torah, that's called kitzvei hakodesh, and it's, even if it's suvim b'chol lashayin, and even when you can't read from it, l'maita needs geniza. The bottom of the omit, Gemara brings a mitzvah of somebody who destroyed the targum of Sefer Iyot. Right? The Gemara of a chimuta la'abdon biyad. Right? So here we have a case, the targum. Targum is written obviously not in Lashon Kodesh. It's in the Holoshon. And chimuta la'abdon biyad is talking about a copy that wasn't usable. You couldn't read from it. But l'maita, the Gemara is bewildered. How is it that you can be ma'abed such a thing, even the targum of Sefer Iyot, which can't be read from, it can't be ma'abed. So this is a makor that it doesn't only go to Sefer Torah, it doesn't only go to Shemesh, Shemai, and Mamish, but it goes to Kol Loshen and even Dvarim She'i Yav Shalikris. So now, let's see how the Rambam brings down that halacha. And thereby, hopefully, we'll get to some more clarity of the differences here in different halachas. So again, we had clearly, just to do a little bit of a review, we had v'ibadetem ha'shmom and ha'mochim ahu lo'y sa'afim kein la'ashem ha'lekechem. That's the halacha of shemit shemayim mamish. You have to say, v'teri obviously just full of shemers. We saw clear halachas about it. Hain, v'gabi, the geniza, which has tznoyim, it has to be done in the kli cheres, in the kever of the Talmud Chacham. We also see that there's malchus d'oraisa on doing such a thing, right? And it has to be taken care of and respected. Now we have, let's see the Rambam, he says that, Perek Vov, Halacha Ches. Kisvei HaKodesh Kulam, U'Pirusheyen U'Biureyen, the Kisvei HaKodesh, and they're Pirushim U'Biurim, and of course now, the first thing that comes to mind, what's Pirushim U'Biurim, of Kisvei HaKodesh, we have Gemara Rishayim, let's say, and now we're already not even talking about Kisvei HaKodesh in terms of Chavdalit Sifrei HaKodesh, what we call in English the scriptures. So we're talking about Pirushim Biureim as in Gemara Rishonim. All of these things. Also, Lesorafon L'Abdom Biyat. You're not allowed to burn them or to destroy them by hand. But Ma'abdom Biyat, Loikem Makas Mardus. If somebody is Ma'abid Biyat, these things, so he gets Makas Mardus for that. Of course, what immediately occurs to us is what's Makas Mardus doing over here? Makas Mardus, famously, is something that applies when you do a derabbana, right? The real Malkus deraisa, goes on in Aveira deraisa. But when there is Aveira deraisa, there's no plain Lamet Tess, Loike, Esar Boim, you know, 39 Malkus, it doesn't apply. That's when Makas Mardus applies. So here the question becomes, why is the Makas Mardus? Isn't it a deraisa? So again, we are here seeing the difference between the original halacha of Shemus and Sifrei Torah, and the halacha of something that does not have any Shem Shemayim in it. It's Torah without Shem Shemayim. So when you have Torah without Shem Shemayim, that is the Drabonon, and therefore in that case, we only have Makas Mardus. This is explained clearly in the Achrayim, in the Chazon Ish, and others explain clearly this is the difference between the Rambam and Halacha Ches. And earlier on, when he speaks about Malkus Deraisa and Malkus Rabbana. So we have, again, let's make sure that we have clarity here. We have Shemus HaKodesh Mamish, Sifrei Torah, of course, which are full of Shemus HaKodesh, which is an Isra Deraisa, Lui Sas and Kein LaShem HaKeichem, and in that case, it has its own halachas plus Malkus Deraisa. And we have the Rabbana, where it doesn't have a Shem, and therefore it's not Deraisa, and therefore it does not have Malkus Deraisa, rather it has only Makas Mardus.
That's you're holding between also where you have a shame, but it sounds like a terror, right?
Right. Well, Kolzman, you have a shame. You have this Deraisa, he's asking Kehl HaShem HaLekechem, can't erase the shame, HaShem HaShem. And therefore, those halachas will apply in that case. But when there's no shamus, literal shamus, shame with Shemayim, names of HaShem, but you have Torah here, and it has a halacha of kavod, so it's ma'abdom biyad, it's makas mardus for that, that's a drabon. The Rambam is sefer ha-mitzvahs, it's a loista seisam achei, is mashma that mechikat kisvei ha-kodesh, to erase kisvei ha-kodesh, is also deraisa, kisvei ha-kodesh meaning not with shema yishamayim, but kisvei ha-kodesh without shema yishamayim, is also deraisa, that's the mashma, so the Rambam is sefer ha-mitzvahs, and we're going to have wrong. In Kuf Nun Dalit, they've called them test Paskin, like that, Rama Mesefer HaMitzvahs, where he says, it's not only Shemus Shemayim, it's all Kisvei HaKodesh, it's the same Isra Deraita, but the Poiskim, the Deuchat Atzak, the Enitzchok, the Sabi Sivonchonon, the Echaim Simen Hei, to emphasize the Sira in the Ramam, because again, Yad HaChazok, the Ramam clearly says that it's only Makas Mardus applies whenever it's only when it's a Derabonon. In any case, Sak halacha l'maisa. Shema is Shemayim, deraisa. No Shema is Shemayim, derabon. So this is one thing we're going to keep in mind, and we're going to see differences in halacha l'maisa based on this difference between deraisa and derabon. So, the first afkamina, of course, is what was already implied, which is, a sefer Torah, we thought, which is Neftal, needs to have special halachas. It needs Geniza, the Kli Cheres, the Kevet Talmud Chacham. Right? They have to do it in a very specific way. Right? Nobody needs to be told that that's a way that not everyone has access to. Right? Not everyone has a Kli Cheres to put things into. Not everyone has a Kevet Talmud Chacham to put things into. This is something that's a rarity. And it's, you know, it's a halacha that's not the easiest to fulfill, obviously. Right? What if you have Divrei Torah that don't have Shemus Shemayim in them? Does it also need to be buried? The Kli Cheres and the Kevet Talmud Chacham? The Magen Avraham, the Feirish, the Kuf Nun Dalet over there, Sefkat and Tess. The Shitasa, he says, all Svarim in Atayra, and all of them did Kli Cheres. Why does he say that? Because it's the Shitasa, as we just saw before. The Magen Avraham's Shita is to follow the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos according to his reading, who says that all Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning Divrei Torah, are always a Din D'oraisa. And if it's always a Din D'oraisa not to erase it and to take care of it and to honor it, so there's no difference between whatever the halacha the Sefer says about a Sefer Torah and anything else. It's all the same halacha. It needs to be protected and respected. Put it in the Kli Cheres with the Kevet Talmud Chacham. So Shitasa, he'll say that, but comes the Prima Gadim right there on the spot and disagrees, and he says, no, the only place we have such a halacha to put it into Kli Cheres and the Kevet Talmud Chacham is Stam. Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzas, right? You have a Sefer Torah, which is an entire Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Umezuzas is a part of Sifrei Torah. And therefore, in all of these cases where you have Shemus Shemayim for real, the way that they're originally written with their full Kedusha, those must be buried in a Kli Cheres and with a Kevet of Talmud Chacham. Rav Chaim brings from Tshuvah Zera Emes, all Sfardish of Pesach, also to be makeable by other things besides the Tzitzit Tzolom and Zuzas. The Tziv says in the Meshav Dover, that same Tshuvah's Kanar in the Yerdei Chelik Beis, like Yehuda, Meshabura brings the Prima Gadim, Chazanish, and therefore, Halacha L'maita is, that unless you're dealing with Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzas, other things do not have to be buried in the Kli Cheres and in the Kevet Talmud Chacham. That is very important. And let's pay attention to it right now, even though we haven't fully gotten into all of the situations where we're dealing with Halacha L'maita, but I want to make this point in case we forget it, but we'll mention it again later. Don't mix. Don't mix. According to what we're understanding right now, if you're going to bring it to the shul, dump off a bag of your copies of it, or whatever it is that we'll get into, that, which may need Geniza or not, don't mix into there your old parshas of Yitzchok. Because they have different halachas. In other words, parshas of Tefillin, mezuzahs, which for whatever reason are not going to be in use. I'm not going to say part of a Sefer Torah, because I assume most people are not lugging those around. But whatever it is, don't put it into a bag and drop it into shul. It has halachas. It has to be taken care of and disposed of in a very special way. Unlike other things that need geniza. Therefore, it has to be separate. Now, you look in the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin, he says, Beferish, that other things are the Rabbono, the Mela, according to him, clearly, all these other Paiskim that I just said, the whole list are going to be the same Mechon the Sefer Chinuch, who says that if everything besides Stam is the Rabbono, you're not going to follow the Tzvarim with Kli Cheres and everything else. Therefore,
Sefer Chinuch uses the Mitzvahs Rambam for listing the Mitzvahs. If he says that Rambam said in this case that they all need Geniza, how can he differ from...
Okay, so either he had a different reading of that Rambam. By the way, Rambam was Sefer Mitzvahs, not everybody's aware. The Rambam Mishnah Torah was written by the Rambam Loshon Kodesh. We have his original language. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs was written in Arabic. So there already are at least two different versions of how to read it. And I did not do my homework well enough in this particular case to start looking at the different versions of the Sefer Mitzvahs and see what's where. So he either had a different version of the Sefer Mitzvahs, or he didn't agree with it, so he changed over here, so even if he generally follows. He didn't follow on this. And again, as we see, the Poskim don't follow the Sefer Mitzvahs on this. Could be that even if the Sefer Chinuch always follows the Sefer Mitzvahs, but if he has a very clear psak in Yad HaChazaka against it, he's going to follow. By the way, Yad HaChazaka is not only, there's two reasons why to follow Yad HaChazaka over the Sefer Mitzvahs. It's Basra, it was written later, Sefer Mitzvahs was written earlier, and number two, it was written La'alocha, Sefer Mitzvahs was written as a Minyan Mitzvahs, it wasn't written as a Halocha Sefer.
Is it Ein Yitzchak? You mentioned Ein Yitzchak in Kumenei, that is a terrorist.
Ein Yitzchak al-Chaim Hei, yeah. So he answers the theory of why it all fits together, but either way, the Psak HaLocha, the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, is not going to follow whatever anyone's reading in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay. But he's there, Rabbi Isai. Yeah, I want to give him some semi-practical answer over here. Stress on the semi. Well, my cigarette, what we're finding out over here, is that Geniza, burial of Seamus, when you're not dealing with Tifritei Tzul and Azuzis, those don't have so many tumim. So if you happen to have an extra spot in your backyard that you can dig up, anyone can bury Seamus on their own. You can't bury Tifritei Tzul and Azuzis on your own because you need to please hire us and you need to have a camera with the father. But if you're dealing with Stamza... No. Only the parshas. Only the parshas. We're going to deal later with what to do before, with the other things going around. But this part, this tonight, is only in the parshas that's filmed themselves. And therefore, any other svarim, you don't need all this svarim. Therefore, if you have a practical way, because you happen to have a big property or you have your kids have nothing to do at that time and they want to dig up part of your backyard, you say, you can bury almost all Seamus on your own.
Okay.
Also, it's not a
safe to take
that. Don't have
a nice. Even the Rambam here is the difference between the same. He doesn't say the difference between stam. It's the difference between the same and no same.
Yeah, but again, what we find in La Halacha Lemaisa is that stam has to be dealt with that way. So therefore, Maisa Rav, Mono Latzlam, true story. There was a fire in the shul, unfortunately. People have heard of such stories. And there were boxes there, while Mohsen Sefer Torah is not what they were dealing with, but boxes of sporim, which have been irreparably damaged, either by the fire or by the water. Right? Either the fire or the water that... Now, you have boxes and boxes of this, and you understand that nobody's going to go bury sporim free. So maybe this was a matter of thousands of dollars to go, you know, go through the whole service of whatever it is to bring it to a place for Seamus. I asked him, Moshe, big zichron levracha, the Shaila.
Yeah. You did it, you know, just
whispering.
What? You did a
Seamus,
the collecting of
Seamus
on trucks.
Yeah.
And he also put it in
the
wrong place also.
Oh, that's a scandal that happens unfortunately too often. But Ramesha Bik though, who they asked, he said, keep your eyes open, you see a house being built, and the foundation is being laid. He says, go over and ask permission, and don't put it. Don't put it in. You're not talking about Tifritei Tzul and Mezuzos, he says. You can put it in there. Why? It needs to be buried. But it doesn't need to be buried in the Kli Charis. It doesn't need to be buried in any particular place. It just needs to be buried. And therefore, if you happen to have, and in a lot of neighborhoods, there is building going on in different places. And therefore, as they're laying the foundation, put it in. As long as it doesn't have Seamus Mamish, it doesn't have any tzulim. Yeah, again, so you see the place can translate it into that doesn't have special tefillin, but how it needs to just needs to not be, could be as we go along, we'll understand it a little bit more. But again, it needs to not be disrespected. So it needs to be put away in a place where it's not going to be rolling around and disrespected. But to be protected forever and buried the Kedusha Gedolah, that's only a din of a Sefer Torah Tzul and Mezuzos, which is not the case. There's no Seamus, real Seamus, there. If you can bury without fire, a Tzuvah Goldstein, same thing.
So when the Pasuk said, it was just talking about Stam, that's how they're learning out the Pasuk?
The Seamus. Seamus. Seamus Shemai. Clear, Emes, true Seamus Shemai. True Seamus Shemai, we have a different halacha. Right? True Seamus Shemai, as in it's written out, yeah? So that's what it is. That's the place we have that. Right? If somebody were to write out Seamus Shemayim on his own, maybe he would have a similar issue.
Do you have to stick in a bag or something, or you just put the paper in the ground?
Again, regular Seamus do not have any tzniyim except to be buried. Right? It doesn't have to be in anything. Right? However, the other things have to be taken in such a case. But in such a case, again, you're dealing with it. So the goal came with the same idea. Put it into the side of a house, in the foundation of a house, and it's fine. So again, you find a foundation of a house, you dig in the backyard. Again, I said it's a semi-practical piece of advice. Why? Not everybody's holding by doing a thing like that. Everybody's holding by digging up in their yard. And now everybody finds a house that's being built, and everybody finds that's being built where they're eager to have you dumping your stuff inside there. So, but whatever it is, theoretically speaking, and again, these are things that have been done, and they're not unheard of, this would be, be'etzem, an eitzah for almost all Seamus.
But the stam,
even if it's not written on the cloth, just if somebody wants to write out the Kashya
Mitzvah
on a piece of paper,
yeah,
that goes into the
Kashya. It becomes a deraisa, whether it or not it needs to be put in the Kesheris or the Kabbalah, it's on the Kochim, it's not Kashya, it's not Kashya, it's not. But it does become a deraisa then to take care of it. So, I don't, but, to the best of my understanding, I don't think that that's the halacha over there, that the Kesheris, the new Kesheris, and the special halachas of Shemus,
I'll
say it on
the cloth or something like the shoe in the foot, I don't know.
I thought
maybe
it's
on a cloth,
it's
your
food,
so that's why it
has to be. Yeah, but more so, it's part of something.
Same idea as what the children used to have the Sefer Torah, that were actual photocopies of the Sefer Torah.
Right, but that because there's no ksiva there.
Well, it's a shame, everything is...
Yeah, there's no ksiva there, that already takes off of it, and that's not a discussion we're going to go into at length tonight.
Yeah.
But what I said, there's a tremendous difference between writing and interesting stama. It's a Kavi Yudiel, it's a Mayo Shashiva, it's a Soloveitchik, interesting man, and a tremendous guy, and he had, I don't know if he still does it, I would assume that he does, but he got these special pens that he used whenever he wrote his Divrei Torah, which were not the ballpoint pens like all of us use today, but more similar to what, not like the ballpoint pens which we use today, but more similar to the old fountain pens, because you have to dip it into ink, but the ink would run out. Why is that? And again, I'm not so familiar with the Matthias, but the way his understanding was of a ballpoint pen is that the SM, you are not doing the actual writing in a ballpoint pen. You're creating a line and the ink follows in or something like that. It's not an actual ink ksiva. So since ksivas teira has a din of Talmud teira, so you want to make sure you're doing actual ksiva. So you'd use this kind of pen, which made his writing even more illegible than it already is. So I said that this is the kind of pen he used for that, to make sure that it was an actual ksiva, put it in the ksiva. No, so you don't need klicheres, because either way, you're talking about what may indirectly result. You're not talking about you doing anything like that. Like I said, well, as we go on, we're going to pay attention to that lashon. Now, Moshe, okay, so 1 second. Moshe. So still here, we came up with a semi-practical piece of advice, but very semi, like I said. So let's see any further here. So we're not the first ones who are coming up with this issue. Now, Moshe has a tremendously long tshuva, very long tshuva, a grandson of his in Eretz Yisrael, and this is Moshe and Chaim Chelik Dal Simulam Atefs. And he, first of all, he says, why is there a need, he says, for every kid to get himself a whole siddur? He ruins 10 pages of it, and because of that, the whole siddur ends up in shameless. And we're ending up throwing out whole sforim for no reason. So the first suggestion Moshe has is, he says, stop doing that. Stop printing kids' siddurim, he says. We have little parts, which are negeah for the kids, separate little pieces of whatever kids daven in the daily davening. When they ruin that, they'll have to put that in shameless. At least you won't be throwing out 90% of a siddur for no reason because somebody ruined a few pages of it. Same thing he says, make a separate siddur for the Shabbos tickets for your MMA. What will happen? He says, you'll end up for many years, 20 years you'll use a weekday siddur, 50 years a Shabbos siddur because it's used less often, and you stick to the parts that are being used. So this is his first thing. And he's looking for ways to, you know, besides that, he says, make less copies, use the originals, whatever it is. He wants to, first of all, minimize B'chol, the need for all of the shaykhs. But then he comes and he says a tremendous chiddush. And he says, as long as you're not dealing with Shem Shemayim Mamish, you're dealing with Kamodis and whatever else, if it's clear, he says, that they will never be learned in again anymore, so he says, you can put them in a place where somebody else will recycle them. Ad kedei kach. That's a tremendous chiddush. And Rav Moshe himself, shaloi kedarkoi, where usually he says what he says, and he's very strong about what he believes. In this case, he says, he doesn't want to stand behind what he's saying. He says, I'm thinking of such a suggestion, but I'm only saying if it's my, that Gedolei HaPosekim can agree with what I say. In other words, he tells his grandson there, do not rely on what I just said, and ask a number of Gedolei HaPosekim, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, ask a number of Gedolei HaPosekim in Eretz Yisrael, and only if they agree, will my psak stand. And I don't think anyone else. mitzvahs behind it, and so this is never a sack that.
Why not?
Oh, Leib Tzachon. Here we're dealing back then with destruction. Really, with dealing with real destruction.
You saying recycle?
Recycle means not to retape it again.
Oh,
recycle, like, as in recycle. Recycle as in recycle.
Count the fibers and reconstitute.
Recycle. Make it into new paper. Now, what would be any makor actually to such a type of psak? Could be that there actually is going to find a makor to such a psak.
Can't be a foundation.
No, because over here you're burying it. You're not destroying it. It's being buried. It'll stay there. It stays the lawyer from it, right? And nobody's going to destroy it. Here you're actually putting it into a place where somebody's going to physically take it and destroy it. Right? And recycle and reconstitute it. Now there's a sefer achinuch in that same place.
Well, I can't believe what I'm saying, because in my business I come across these conservative places, and in Shari Sedek they grow paskin that they're taking all the old sidurim and recycling them.
Oh, no.
And I'm sure he doesn't know what the Rav is saying tonight.
Who knows? So, but I'm going to bring some accredited with certain conditions.
We say recycle is putting it.
Yeah, real recycling. Okay, Sefer HaChinuch and Tof Lamed Zayin in that same place says as follows. Sheshivo Shemoi Teim Shehem Be'Isur Lav Zed. There's seven Shemois which are in this Isur Lav. She'or HaKinuyim Shemashabchem Behem Hashem. All the other Kinuyim which we praise Hashem with. Kegoin. Rachum V'Chanum Godol Gibor Noiro Kiyotze B'Zed. Description, superlatives about the Rebbeinu Shloim. Harehu Kishor Kitzvei HaKodesh Shemuter lemoicha kol mitzayrich shumbala. You're allowed to erase them for a tzayrich. In other words, this could be a makara to Ramesha to say you're using it for a tzayrich, so you can erase it for that tzayrich. But lemaisa, Ramesha himself did not want to be tzayrich on his own psak. And even according to Ramesha's psak, it needs to be done indirectly. That is very clearly stressed by him. He says no Yid can be involved in actually doing the recycling itself. Doing it beyond is not going to work. Right? And also, it has to be for tzeirich, which some would interpret as a tzeirich kodesh, not a tzeirich as in, yeah, so now you need to write use a newspaper, so therefore you're going to break down a sefer for that, but let's say, to make all this fun. Right? Let's say you bring it to a sefer factory, let's say the printing office that prints sforim. So you take old svarim and recycle them into new svarim. Again, that's not a very practical piece of advice for most people. And now I want to get to what is really behesem our subject tonight. And this in the old days was dealing with a certain mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that can be broadened into something that we deal with today. In the old days, we have in a lot of tshuva svarim a concept that's called karektim. Karektim. Yeah? What's correctum? Correctum are what we call proofs. In other words, it was made to proofread. They made original copies of a sefer before printing in order to be able to go read through it and make corrections on it. That's what it's called correctum. Right? But it was called in Yiddish correctum, and all the sforim discuss this situation. And they used to, one of them found this story is in Yitzchak Honus Chuvis, where he deals with a situation where they used to actually go bury these collection, but in the old days, paper was rare and expensive, so the goyim would dig it out, and they would use it for niyor tinuach, otherwise known as tissues, and I won't get into further detail about it. So you thought that you were burying it to be mechabedes, and meanwhile, what came out of it was the worst mizrach, mono slana. You know, in case this sounds like the craziest idea, I myself, when I was a bocher in camp in Lvov, in Ukraine, it happened there too, and but unfortunately it happened with kids in the camp, or Jewish kids who didn't know better. I remember it was Mizdazo, Kolonis, Tov Kutpazo, they had counsel, they almost had a heart attack. But this is something that in the old country, in my days, it was still like basically outhouses when I was there. So this was the type of situation I was able to develop, and asked him what to do. So he brings that Rambam in Halacha Ches, and he brings these words of the Rambam. Let's pay attention. Because these are words of the Rambam that we have not yet said. Amed vorem amurim bekisvei akoidesh shekosvu oisim Yisrael bekedushah. When is this whole discussion about having to be greiners? That's when it's kisvei akoidesh shekosvu oisim Yisrael bekedushah. Avol min Yisraeli, a Jewish apikoidesh, shekosav sefer Torah, sorfin oisai im ha'azkorim shabai. You burn it with the shemes that are in it. He doesn't believe in the Kedusha of the Shem. But like Kosvoi L'Shemoi, he didn't write it L'Shemoi for the Kedusha of Hashem. Elashuhu Ma'le Bedato Yishazek Yishor Advorim. As far as he's concerned in his mind, it's like any other word. Therefore, it has no Kedusha, Dr. Rambam. And therefore, again, the Sefer Torah, let's remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about a kosher Sefer Torah, the Etzer. Right? But you have to burn the Sefer Torah. For example, when would this be? Missionaries who print the Tanakh, right, for their own purposes. And Moshe addresses this in Yerideh, Chelik Beis Simukuf Lamed Zayin. And he says, it's a Gemara of Furish, and Fureshus, and Gitzin, and Shabbos. Like this Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Simreish Peyalus, has to be burnt. Therefore, he says, take this Tanakh, which was printed by missionaries, and burn it. So that's the application, plain application of that halacha and the Rambam. Aram Shik has a dashayla. He says, the reason Aram Shik is in the Rechaim Simon Samachvav, he says, L'chayra, it's possible to borrow this pshak, but he has a shayla, he says, today's days, you have a printer, he says, the printer may not be enough, he cursed. So the person did the order, they said, the missionary did an order of a printing of the Tanakh. Maybe the person is a printer, it's not an apikoidus, so then maybe you can't burn it. But Ramesh already bavons this shayla, and he says still, if there are divrei minus inside of it, nimsa shu bizoyerin ayoyse godo, la psukim v'ashema, it's liyusurum shom. The worst bizoyin you could have is to have psukim and shemas written together with divrei kfir of apikoidus, divrei minus. You're getting rid of the bizoyan by burning it. And therefore he says, if there are divrei minus in there, burn it.
Cotton?
Cotton odor is just... Okay, well, it depends on what his mind is. Right? Cotton doesn't have to daf through bamitz, so it depends on his das. If he has das. So what's the place for that? Oh, it's a felt in the Shema. It's a felt in lishma. You could burn something that doesn't have that wasn't done lishma. The stechemes has a kuntres be'er b'sveg. Interesting story, but I can't get into it right now because we're out of time. But in the akdama, in his own akdama, brings letters and letters from daily Yisrael to him. And in many of the letters there, he says that again and again. The son is this shalei lishmoi, shalei l'ktishem k'tishosei. It has nothing. For example, he is the example, Sdei Chemet. That's what that whole thing is about. Sdei Chemet, or Sdei Chemet, it's a shin with a dalet and a yud. Isn't that a Shem Shemayim? He said, but it's not meant to be Shem Shemayim. Therefore, can you destroy that word? He says, yes, you can. The whole thing came because somebody wrote a Mahor. How can you call your Sefer with such a name? People are not going to respect it properly, and Shem Shemayim in the name of the Sefer. What's wrong with you, he says. So this is why he has like 30 letters written back from all the Gedolei Yisrael who wrote this Shaila too. And they all basically write back the same thing. No such thing. It's not the same Shemayim. Just the fact that the letters can make out change Shemayim, can we change Shemayim, doesn't have that condition. The Meila Zokhe Vizigal Chonon, a tremendous Chiddush. And he says, we have an eighth, the Yisrael, eighth, the second Adova. Hainu, listen to this. Lahaf Nois Beferish, to make a clear tonight. Be'ez Sheh, when you're printing the correctum, make a clear tonight, you are not interested in investing this with Kedusha. And he compares it to Sefer Derech across the Amen. And he uses different ayahs. For example, Kedusha's based on Kinesis. You can make it tonight. Kedusha is based on Knesset. You can make it tonight. In Noi Sukkah, you can make it tonight. In Afi Sukkah. We also learned this just recently. Masham has in one of his tshuvas, Masham chelik dalos simi yizayim. They have the minute to throw Ishanas on top of the Aron Kodesh. What's the heter to do that, he says? After you throw Ishanas on top of the Aron Kodesh, Aron Kodesh replaced all those things to turn you. You used beat up branches on top of the Aron Kodesh. So he says, it's a t'nai from the beginning. Because you add, there's a t'nai best condition to Aron Kodesh, so there shouldn't be a steerer to that. Putting in candles into the Aron Kodesh, people have a minute. When you empty it out on Ishan Rabba, on someone's tayer, you put in candles in there, the Aron HaShulchan, the Kufsan Dalas, if your Dalas brings that, brings it to... based on a Morgan Avram, they also have gotten your dollars, possibly your ears, Chomoshim, you put them to the Aron Kodesh, how can you do all this? He says, Mitchilo Leiv Bez Masna. What does that mean? It wasn't even a Beferish of Tanai. It's Ke'ilu it is a Tanai. Leiv Bez Masna, which means that's the generally accepted Yisrael of the way it works. So what do we find in all of these places? You can make an actual Tanai. How much Kedusha should be Chal on something? Zokt, Yavisa Kalchona, make a clear Tanai. Not only best master, make a clear tonight. I don't want to invest this with any condition. Now, mainly he says, if you make a tonight before it, then you don't have the problem. Then it's him. The Meshav Dolva Yerdeya, Chelik Bey, Samapay. Right? Eloi im Kivin, Beferu, Shaloi Lekadish, Vadei Eimbem Kedusha. There's Oktar. And he proves it from a Maisa Mitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah, if you have Hepech Kavona, that while you're doing this mitzvah, you don't want to be yotzer, you're not yotzer. So you can undo the kedusha of something. So if you make a beferish of tonight, it works. As an ish, yeri day kufta magdal seisu kotn yud gimel, tonight helps, he says. And now, that brings us to the shaila, for example, of these boards, the black boards, the white boards. So we think it's a new shaila. Now, how old of a shayla is it? A very old shayla. This is in Bitzei Tshuva in Yeridei, Reish Pei Gimel. It's a cotton bag. It brings from Tashbitz. Tashbitz only in Shayla. Who says, Mashin Nohagu HaMalamdim. What the Rebbe's Firzach, that they write 3-4 psukim on the boards, or a whole parasha, and at the end of the week, they erase it and write something new. Yesh Lahatir. So you're allowed to do it. No, because they said Mashin Noagim. They do it anyway. Right? This is what they're doing. So the Shaila walls, oh, is it okay? They said Yesh Lahatir. Them to do it. Aye, Kitzvei Kodesh also la'abdom biyad. You're not allowed to manually, directly destroy Kitzvei Kodesh. But since Ovazman Parshazu, the time of this Parsha has already been finished, Havi Kehechol Shetzorich Tikun, if you have to fix the Hechol, or a hegel, you can knock it down and rebuild it. So it's the same thing here. You're knocking it down to rebuild it. We're finished with this part here. Right? It's not usable anymore as it is. So now we get rid of it, we build it, we get to the new thing. They call Mokai. Yizaru shalo yichtivu av korei salalukhej. Watch out, he says. Don't put Seamus there. We're not talking about real Seamus. Real Seamus we can't do all this with. Right? Real Seamus not. But what's not Seamus Shamayim? It's Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah, he says, you can erase, the time has passed. What's that? B'chayr, it looks like it's a tonight.
No
Kedusha.
It wasn't put up to the Kedusha.
In other words, it was meant for a certain amount of time on Ishtma. However, I want to say, however, the Tzitzel Eliezer and his Tshuva says, no, he has a right from this Tzitzel Tshuva, fuck that. He doesn't want to prove from the Tzitzel Tshuva that tonight helps. He wants to prove from the Tzitzel Tshuva that tonight doesn't help. Since what they have to say, it's like a Hekel Shesorach Tikon, that's Mutal Sosir Lev Noisai, to write another parasha. Why can't he say, forget about what you're doing next. Why can't he say, you're finished with this, so it's over, so it's nice, it's done, it's over. He has to start telling me, because it's in order to write another Shikul Torah. What do I need that for? If Tanai is enough, if I'm not investing with Kedusha that's good enough, why do you have to tell me what you're going to do next? As I look, the sister Eliezer said he wants to learn, but Lamaise and Nochamo. The Achroinim are Mate B'Tanai. And therefore, whether or not Hashbitz is a riot this way or that way, Lamaise Geret Azayis.
Does Tanai have to be verbalized or is it a...
So up until now, we've seen that the Tanai should be verbalized. I'm just about to say that in the Michas Yitzchuk, in his Chuvas, he says that a newspaper with a Tanai in it, his words are, Af Beloy Hisna Kehisna. Even if you made no Tanai, it is a Tanai. Why? Because you don't want this to become your next safer that you're thinking about a song track. Huh? Yeah. Well, I thought you to go.
certainly on blackboard.
Oh, my God. That's the mode. That's the mode. It's not meant to stay there in the first place. Yeah? Nobody ever intends that to happen. It's mad to read it, and then the news is old news. So what are you going to do with it? Sit around with it for the rest of your life? Throw it out! So it's an automatic tonight in such a case.
We're going to burn right this the first by in newspapers?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to show them a dollar to go on the
chapter. Maybe a good aid to even with that. Nowadays, you cycle it. At least people would hold it as a problem, you could be able to, even though Moshe didn't want to necessarily hold by his stock, it's still
Is it tonight? Wednesday.
No, you don't need it, but maybe it's anyway from Eitzim, because you do have Divrei Kedusha. You can put it in recycling. Nowadays it's very easy.
What kind of stuff? You're saying do recycling for Divrei Kedusha?
Newspaper. Don't throw it in the garbage. Put it in recycling.
No, so why is that better?
Because if Moshe had a chew,
no, his thing was that if it's going to be reused for something good, yeah? That was his point. You can say that they have to gather nice chew stuff for that passport. It says you're erasing in order to rebuild. Well,
if you feel that the green reused for re good is meaning writing another safer.
Right.
It could be to just
that's the next step. That's next step. That's Mishnah LeKlah. But again, we're going a step further in Rabbi Sheh. Because we're saying once he's a Tanai, there isn't any Kedusha at all together.
No, I understand. I was just saying an Eitz Tova, maybe.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was an Eitz Tova. Okay. Right? In other words, if there's an Eitz Tova, then the Kedusha's not there, so it's Eitz Tova. You don't have to do anything. Right? But we'll see exactly what we're doing.
Okay.
Huh? Oh, so that's what we're going to do. Eventually. One thing. First of all, let's tell the truth where it belongs. Copies in a school. Yeah? Here, let's get into it. Invitation. Signs. Yeah? Stationery. What's the intention with all these things? To give them a kedusha of a sefer and have them become a shtickel teira? Blackboards. Is it supposed to be a shtickel teira? It's sort of not lakiyum. So in this case... Oh! So you don't need a tzayim of furnish in this case. Right?
Contrasting.
Huh? Also contrasting. That's the time to the Mechaber. But here becomes a Shaila like this. Interesting Shaila. What we're dealing with here is the same. It's a tonight before which doesn't have to be spoken out. Yeah? What happens, as so often the Chachamim do, is somebody puts in, and this happens all the time, guy puts in the newspaper a page, and the Chachamim writes on the bottom, this is shameless and it should be treated as such. So the Shaila now becomes, if Dafka, because he wrote that, does that make it become Shemus? In other words, don't talk so much. What's Zach's demises? In other words, Azar, you'd be Shaila Mechadat's man. Calls this Chochem, and because he's trying to Ki'ilu save you, he turns it into Shemus, but just by writing that. Like, there should be such a small one, but that's what happened.
Is it dependent on the one that the printer who's going, or is it dependent on who originally wrote the article?
I don't know exactly how it's mistaken and who's the one who's Kaveya. But they both did it. One is the big guy wrote it and the other guy printed it. Basically what he's saying is this is the intention here. The intention of these divisions is to be held on to the divisions. Really? I heard that he said in such a case he's going to throw in a different heter to help us out, and that's the Har Tzvi. The Har Tzvi holds that Kitzur HaKedushin has no Shemus. The answer is la'avdom biyad, right? La'avdom biyad. That's the lashon of the Rambam. La'avdom biyad. Right? In other words, to directly destroy them. Therefore, he says, to put it into the garbage, and then a goy will come along afterwards and destroy it. But you didn't destroy it.
Period. Period. Because the landfill.
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying it doesn't even get destroyed. Oh, long best, and it's much and it's
best. The landfill years.
This is from anyway. The kitzur, no matter if it doesn't have a shame Hashem, and it has a tanai of any kind, then that is a very choshev eitzah to be matzah. Now let's move on because we have a few minutes here. What about tzitzis? A lot of people tzitzis in Geneva. So first of all, min adin there's no chiyuv to be going to tzitzis. However, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, "Tzimcha falis tefalis chutei tzitzis shenifsiku." Chutei tzitzis that were torn off, yochel azor kon la'ashpa. They throw into the garbage. I think it shouldn't have been clearer. We're not finished yet. Avol kol zman shein kuvuim betalis, also le'ishtamish bohem. Kol zman, they're still on a talis. You can't use them. It should be zri mitzvah. Right? Meanwhile, still a mitzvah. But taken off, it's not the mitzvah anymore. But when it's on there, it's still a mitzvah being revived in a mitzvah. Zok teramor, ve'yeshoyrim, da'af la'achash ha'nifsiku, Ain linik behem minik bizoyin lezorikom bemokim aguna. Don't throw them into a mock and a gunna, Yeshai Rimi says. Even after they were taken off. Elosha ain't a tzrichin genizim. You don't have to be goyniz them, but you can't be mavaza them. V'yesh medaktikim l'goynizim. V'hamachmir u'medaktik v'mitzvah tovay olav bracha. So we do have a tovay olav bracha on the sitzes themselves that the Ramah brings. But in Sif Beis, it says, what about palisis from Mitzvah Shabbalah? What about the beggars? Palis kotna, palis godre? Odom boidel atzmoy mehem ve'enei mutter l'kaneach atzmoy bom. Okay, so you can't be mavaza them. V'loy liyachadu isu matasha shamaguna. Elo, what should you do? Zoykom. Same call, you can throw them out, and they will be destroyed on their own. And therefore, Mr. Bruin brings over there, v'shenu prima godin, that the tzitzis, says amach v'tov oil of brocha. But the talis itself, even according to the mandoma, tov oil of brocha, by tzitzis, the talis itself is mutter completely, except to be mazvazin. So you can't be mavazit, like I said, you can't use it as a kinuach or put it in a mock of a gunna. But beyond that, there's no dingniz on it at all. So therefore, don't be mavazit tzitzis and things like that. Also, same type of halacha, that in Yitzchok has got to be correct, but it's the same thing. L'shtamish b'harach kisvei kodesh tachmashol b'zoyoin, ein lahati afecha de'insna. The tonight doesn't give you a hat to be mavazit tachmashol. It gives you a hazard not to be going this, but otherwise, loy gri mikol tashmishe kedusha. It's not worse than all other tashmishe kedusha. The same thing was going to go for all of the things we're talking about. You make copies, extra copies, a million copies in the school. What do? You can't throw it into the garbage with soya and with dirty diapers and the garbage was done. Lavosya. So this is where Rav Tam, Rav Scheinberg, and all the zikni hayro, they said, put it into a bag or a box separately, so it doesn't mix with real dirt and garbage, and therefore, let it be destroyed with derech kovod at least, and begrova, all these things that had a tnai in them, again, we're being careful not to be mavazer them, but mitzad sheni, you don't need to be goyness them. Okay. So as they blithe thus. Amela, what will you do when you get such an invitation? You can put it right back into the envelope, and throw it in the garbage. Rekumtes. Now, what about Beis Hay? Beis Hay, have on the top of the page, Beis Hay, people write, the Moshe writes in the Gesmosha, that truth is, it has no Kaddish on it. Beis Hay has no Kaddish on it. By the way, I happen to know, in the old days in Stalin, the minhag was to write Beis Hay on everything and to throw it right in the garbage. Have no Kaddish at all. The Moshe says, since it represents Shem Hashem, so maybe you should treat it like two Yudim, which also represents Shem Hashem, and therefore he says, to erase it for no reason, or to throw it in the Mokum Bezoyan, he says, you shouldn't do that maybe, even though he says the estimate has no Kedusha at all. But based on Magdalid, he says he has no issue with altogether. Or Beis Ayin Zayin He Shin Yud, which represents the Ezra Hashem Yizborach, he says, you can erase it, you can throw it wherever you want, it has no Tmoyim altogether. Only Beis Hay. He's worried on it because he says the hay is one of the oifers of Shem Hashem, and it represents Shem Hashem, maybe it looks bad, whatever it is, but probably none of these things have any kedusha. Now, some would say, by the way, what happens, you made a copy, you're learning the Afyoyim, you're saying you're going to be on the train, or wherever you're going to be, or traveling, and you want to use this copy one time of the Gemara, and then, what? Nothing. One time and goodbye. Others would say, according to this halacha of tonight, it's made to learn one time on Dossi Doss. It's not meant to be a long-lasting savior or to be invested in a long-term Kedusha. Achayra is a Muslim to say that that's like a tonight. Now what about a talis of tefillin bag? So it's the Chondis Shaila. Does it need Gnizah or not? So this is the Breitzer Megillah that Chofobim is based. Well, the state, Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrokin. Tashmishe Kedusha Nignozin. What tashmishe mitzvah says the befeish? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. What tashmishe kedusha? The sacks, the bags, the cases of sfarim, tefillin, mezuzahs, or nartik shel tefillin uretzuei seyan. Okay, what is the exact difference between all these things over here? So we know that say for Torah is invested in its own kedusha. Say for Torah, maybe it's all piece and it falls on the floor. We fast. The sefer Torah itself, whether you learn it, if you don't learn it, it has its own kedusha. It's invested with its own kedusha. What's negeya? Whatever touches of Sefer Torah as part of the tashma of Sefer Torah also has kedusha. Therefore, the mental of the Sefer Torah is kodesh with kedusha Sefer Torah. That's called Tashmishei Kedusha, right? But what you use to do a mitzvah doesn't have its own Kedusha. Therefore, when it comes to chalt, you have to be going to the chalt when it's finished. No, you don't have to be chalting either. Why not? Teres says that's called Tashmishei Mitzvah, yeah? Kedusha Mitzvah is only B'shasta Mitzvah. But it's Eich HaTimtzah. But only if it's Teres, it's full of Mezuzah, it's a Kodesh Ba'atzimon, and therefore you have to be going to them and their Tashmishei. What about a Kittel? Kittel doesn't need Geneza. Right? Because, again, shouldn't be Mavadit, it doesn't need any Geneza. What? Yeah. Now, what about a tefillin bag? What fee is that? Tefillin bag? You need to be going, right? The Mechassalosa says, what about today? We have boxes on the phone. So it doesn't touch the actual link, but it touches the Ritzuas. And as the Befeyers did, tefillin and the Ritzuas are Kaddish. And therefore, a tefillin bag needs Geniza. What about the plastic of the tefillin bag? You can throw it out. Why? Because it doesn't have a job to touch the tefillin. What about a yarmulke? Unless you're a safer tire, you can throw out the yarmulke. Okay, we're out of time.
Up to now, what about somebody writes G-O-D or in a letter and he refers to the Kedusha?